Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Steve and Dad bringing us back. This is Reeling in the Years, one of the great bands of all time. If you ever get a chance to hear them in concert, they'll do a good job, even with Walter Becker gone now. By the way, that was him on the guitar. I'd encourage you to go there and check them out. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, frustrated disc jockey. We're spinning some platters here. We rock and roll on the Small Business Advocate show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. He's one of our top leadership experts, author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, tell us how we can find you online.
You can find me at jimcantarucci.com, C-A-N-T-E-R-U-C-C-I.
All right, two C's on the end there.
Just to let you know, this is one of my favorite shows to do, and one of the many reasons is the great music.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. So, okay, we're talking, folks. Jim was bringing us the idea that we have to have a separate management plan for every employee because everybody's different. And I was pointing out at the end, you know, he was telling us that some people are loud and high maintenance and some people are quiet and low maintenance. And you got to have a plan for each one of them to get the most out of each one of them, to dial one down and dial the other one up and to do it in a way that makes them feel like they're being fulfilled and not being overmanaged or whatever. And I was pointing out, Jim, that this is the role of a manager. This is what managers do. They have to, if everybody was a cookie cutter employee, we wouldn't need managers, would we, Jim? And so, I was pointing out that, I bet my audience had no idea which one of these I am, whether I was the loud one or the quiet one. What do you think, Jim?
Well, I trained early on making waves, Jim. So how about you? What was your
well? Here's the way I was. I was a high performer. I've always been a high performer. I always got my job done. I always excelled. I got all kinds of plaques and awards and everything, and got the commissions too. But I always had ideas. You know what I mean? I would always bring to my manager all these ideas that I thought we should be doing. You know, I didn't just do my job. I had insinuated myself into the company, and so they had to deal with that. They had to deal with the fact that okay, this guy he puts rocks in the box. He makes the cash register ring, but boy, these ideas of his are killing me. And so they had to deal with that, and they did. And sometimes they told me, you know, Jim. You can dial back the ideas a little bit.
Well, and Jim, while you're sucking the air out of the room, there's one of your colleagues who maybe needs that manager's help and yeah. isn't getting it.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
But see, I always
so
felt
that,
like they should
stand
up.
That's really what we're talking about.
I always felt like they should stand. I didn't feel sorry for them. They should stand up for themselves.
Sure. Well, sure, of course. Well, and here's a way, you know, here's a story that I just remember that was so obvious to me. I had a client, and, you know, I make waves and make noise, of course, by the nature of the work that I do. And this was a kind of a next level down manager who worked for the executive who brought me in. And I was meeting with her trying to really help her out. And she stopped the meeting with me or stopped the discussion, and she said, Jim, I'm really tired of listening to you complaining. And I was really taken aback. I was like, wait a minute, I'm trying to save you from falling off the edge of a cliff here. And she really thought I was complaining, and what she wanted to do was avoid me. Mm-hmm. You know, she wanted me to be away from her because she was busy. And so I thought about that, and I thought, well, I'm really trying to help her. And by the way, she didn't fall off the cliff. We got through it. We talked about it afterwards. But I wondered, how does she do that with her people? Mm-hmm. If she has somebody that's, you know, really trying to solve a problem and is really passionate about it, is she trying to avoid that person? and therefore avoiding the problem, missing the opportunity to do something good for the company or to avoid harm to the company because it's difficult, right?
Well,
and so we need to think
or
about
sometimes
that as leaders.
Sometimes the CEO does that. I had a situation once where I came to my – I was an executive, and I came to our – to the founding president, and I said, sir, I said, I have some evidence here that shows that we'll be out of business in 3 years if we don't change the way we're doing business. And he said, Jim, is this going to take me down today? And I said, no. He said, well, I got alligators that are going to take me down today. I don't have time to deal with this. And he didn't. Mm-hmm. And 3 years, within less than 3 years, they were out of business.
Right. Our goal is not necessarily easy and comfortable. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's not good for our stress level, but if we're easy and comfortable, it really, some red lights should go off, right? What's going on here? That's not the goal. The goal is to do the right things and find mm-hmm. the best right things.
And to find out who you also You also need to find out where you get good information from. There's another guy that worked with us who had lots of ideas, but none of them ever worked, you know. I think that's another thing you got to do is to find out where the good ideas are. You know, is it in the loud guy who actually can perform, or the quiet guy who doesn't say much but has good ideas? That's the key, isn't it? That's what managers do.
Uh-huh. Custom work for every person that's on our team. That's the key.
I like it. JimCantarucci.com. That's 2 C's in front of the I on the end there. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
We'd love to, Jim. Thank you.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Here's John Mellencamp. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.